Hello, John speaking.
Hello, John. This is Jose speaking. John, I'm looking for somebody in charge of your cabinet searching. Are they available today?
Yes. How can I help you?
Well, I have a quick question first. This is fine finishing. Do you guys purchase cabinets, or do you manufacture and do your own cabinets?
We do both.
Both? Okay, so let me make this very quick. I know you're busy. I was wondering if I can give you some information in our kitchen and bathroom vanity line, specifically out of Florida. Would you be interested in that?
Which brand is it?
It's a Faircrest line.
Faircrest?
Correct.
Okay, yes. I haven't heard of that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so okay. What we provide is a solid maple wood face or a birch. It is a half-inch solid plywood box. Our drawers and our shelves are a 3/4 inch. They are dovetail fasteners. They do come standard with the soft closed doors and hinges. We use a Sherwin-Williams paint that does go through the UVL and gets finished in the kiln oven, which keeps the wood from warping and paint from cracking. As of right now, we have a turnaround time of 5 to 7 days. It's usually about a day or two less. Right now, it's only because of the hurricane that affected us. So now, depending on how you order it, RTA, ready to assemble, will be 5 days. Fully assembled, 7 days. And let's say you have a custom cabinet, depending on the design, the style, and the color, that can go up to 15, 20 days. If you have a kitchen that you're working on or have one in the pipeline, or even a previous one that you'd like to compare price with, I can send you a full render quote completely free within 24 hours if you send me those measurements or SKUs or whatever you have in hand.
Well, what I like to use is a 36-inch wide cabinet as a reference. So okay. If you could tell me what that would cost as a reference, that would be easier. Now, imported cabinets, are these manufactured in the USA?
So these are manufactured in Mexico, to be exact. We warehouse everything in Florida, and even our Taiwan, we try to avoid the Taiwan products. So even our plywood, we ship in from Brazil. So everything sticks here, but not in the United States specifically.
Gotcha. For your custom cabinets, when you say that, is it that you take a larger size cabinet from the warehouse and cut it down
yes.
to size? And
depending on the size, or if you want a larger size, then we would have to obviously order that size and then cut it down to your measurements. And then depending on the style that you would want, maybe a European style or a slab, a flat panel, just instead of just the regular most popular ones, which is our shakers.
Give me 1 second. Here, 1 second. Hold on.
Sure.
Give me 1 second, hold on.
Let's take your time.
All right, sorry about that. It's one of my clients actually walked by me.
I understand. Yeah, you got to take care of your business. Going back to the measurements and the pricing, if you have some specific SKUs that you send them to me, and I can quote it to the exact penny. Right now, we're at 64% off retail price, so I can give you an estimate, but I don't have the exact list of prices in front of me. So I will give you just an estimated number. I would like to give you an exact number, if that's okay.
Well, I mean, like I based it off, like I said, off a 36-inch wide three drawer and a 36-inch wide drawer over door pricing, because it gives me an idea of where you guys are kind of at in pricing. Honestly, the pricing is really not much of a big deal. A lot of it has to do with the time frames and and the quality of the product. Is there a showroom that you guys have located here?
Well, unfortunately, we don't have a showroom, but we do have a warehouse, and you could definitely visit the warehouse if you're not sure how far you are from the Tampa area. So we could definitely schedule you a visit, as long as you let me know within 24 hours, and I can even have some sample doors ready for you to take home as well. If that's okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, sure, I would say send it to the business email. I'm sure you pulled up my website. Just send it through there. And because I'm kind of walking the dogs right now.
Oh, I understand. Absolutely. Okay, so I'll send it to that. Did that go directly to you as well?
Yeah.
It does. Okay, so I'll send that information over. One second. I just want to confirm the email, sir. I haven't looked at it yet.
It's the business name at Outlook.com, so Cassiano Fine Finishes at Outlook.com.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking at. Okay, yeah, that's the one I have here, sir. All right, so, John, let me send that over for you. I know you're out there walking your dogs. I'll go ahead and send that as much information as I can. Everything that I described to you, I'll try to include it as well in the email. And then, like I said, send me what you have, and then I can quote it for you. Remember, it's completely free, so there's no obligation here. And if it doesn't benefit you, of course, I understand business is business. You can just throw it in the trash, let's say. But I can guarantee you, John, that I'm not wasting your time. It's worth looking at, I promise.
Gotcha. No, I try to provide my clients as many options as possible. So, I mean, I don't do that many jobs a month. So really, it's more about like not trying to lose my client based on price or style. So if there's a style or an option then that they want, then I'll, you know, definitely give them the option. As long
That's
as again,
so you don't, it's a, you don't, you, yeah, it's you a don't good. Have all your eggs in one basket. You mean? Yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah, I mean, I just try not to, you know, give them an excuse as to not why not to use me.
Oh, absolutely, you're real. Yeah, that's actually good. I'm gonna use that one. Do you mind me if I steal that?
I mean, you're gonna have to, you know, pay me some royalties, but
that's a great mentality, John. I really do. All right, John.
Like I said, it's like I do the custom stuff. I use them as the plywood and stuff like that, but it's an expensive option, and I do have a couple options for RPA, but not all the designs are, you know.
So let me ask you, how far are you from the Tampa area, from Gibsonton to be exact?
I'm actually in Sarasota, so
okay, you're not that far.
Yeah, but the problem is, like, you know.
Welcome to visit.
Yeah, and I'll, you know, just send me the info. Right now, like, I'm slow, so I don't have anything planned for the rest of the year, so I'm just kind of doing administrative things. So,
you're
and then just finishing up my, yeah, I'm just finishing out my last client, and then, you know, he's being a pain in my ass right now.
I bet they are, especially with his hurricanes back-to-back, everybody out there trying to scramble before the holidays. That's pretty intense.
Well, it's surprisingly, it's not even that, because most of my clients, they're not hurricane clients. I do like one or two clients a month, if that. So, these clients are just, how would you say, more particular about certain things, and, you know, you're not even done with the job, and they're like, well, this is this, and it's like, that's not literally not a big deal. Sounds like to me like you're just trying to not pay. But
I've had those actually, I did a little bit of attention back in my, I'm not saying I'm that old, but my younger days, but there's plenty of clients that we're not even done, and you know, they're saying it's not the way they want it, when it's like, it's not even finished yet. How do you know what's, you know, just wait till it's done, and then you can tell me that.
Yeah, it's like literally his biggest thing was, you know, there's some, like, touch-ups need to be done. I'm like, bro, I'm not even in the touch-up stage. Like, you're out of town. You need to be here for the touch-up. And then, like, he's like, we need to take the upper cabinets down because this is the thing that pissed me off was, I gave him plans. I told him he needs to move the outlet and then he goes on vacation and didn't move the output. So it's like, I'm putting the cabinet up, I'm not wasting my time on you. And he goes like, but it's covered. I was like, no, it's not. I just connected the outlet and I freaking unhooked the cable. All you do is cut the drywall by the backsplash. It's like stuff, stupid shit like that. Like, so he's freaking out.
So
I'm like,
trying to make it harder than what it really is. Yeah.
I was like, you do have to make a hole between two horizontal beams, but we drew where you need to put that outlet on the drywall. So just cut the box out, cut a space so that you can work. You're going to have to patch up the drywall, but that's not in the bid. Like, we don't do the electrical work. We'll disconnect it, cap it, and whatnot, but just for convenience for you. But we're not even supposed to do that. So it's like, not my fault that you didn't, that you went on vacation and didn't take care of what you needed to take care of. It's like,
you need to be licensed for that as well, right?
Yeah.
To touch the outlet.
We don't touch the outlet, but no. Like, well, he's my neighbor, but it's like, it's gone. It needs to be moved. We don't do electrical. Not at all. You have to take care of it. You have to hire a licensed electrician for that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that tests your patience, John. Like, it sounds like you have plenty of it.
I don't know, man. I was like pissed off. Like, I had my buddy take a picture of me once when I got one of those phone calls. He's like, bro, he's stressed out. But then after I got on the phone, I had to keep it short. I don't keep up your time, but I had another guy who was a general contractor. I don't like to work with general contractors. They always try to they didn't want to pay you. So I make more money just going directly with the client. And so he's trying to call out some stuff and I was like, well, that's not part of the job scope. He said, well, it should be. I said, well, it's not. I made the contract with the client, not with you. And he hired you afterwards. He said, you weren't here on the day of the inspection. So you guys are already late. You guys have no say because the inspection was on Friday. Payday's on the day of the inspection because I have a 5-day turnaround on some things. So it's like, right. I start on Monday, finish on Friday, you pay me the final bill on Friday. And so he said, oh, you should have everything written down, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, just have, because he was trying to keep money from, so, oh, he'll pay you everything except $500. I said, okay, do that. So then I got paid, then I sent him a picture of the contract. And I'm like,
hey,
you've been in business, just because I've been in business for less technically, doesn't mean that I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
that's a great way to put it. You know, it's a lot of people think because, oh, I've been doing this, it doesn't take that long to have common sense and, you know, in this type of business, you know, this type of work. And I'm glad you said that because you don't like dealing with GCs, you know. Now with us, you're cutting all those people off because if you did any cabinets, you would order directly from the manufacturer. You know, you would cut everybody off. It'll go straight from the manufacturing plant to your job site.
Well, that's the thing. So, for example, like I use a distributor. So my prices on my other RTA cabinets are a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit. The benefit with going with the distributor that I currently go through is that they sometimes going with them. Warehouse directly, their customer service ain't that great, especially if you're not ordering a lot. If you're not ordering a lot, they don't really care about you. Back in the line. So it's like, oh, man, I need this, you know, this came damaged or whatever. And like, oh, you got to fill all these paperwork. Like, I've had that experience where, through seeing other contractors go through this. So my distributor goes like, nah, since we are the customer for that warehouse, they have to listen to us because we have a big amount of stuff coming in, so it's easy for us to just get replacements, or we'll just take care of it, and then we'll deal with that on the back end. Cool. So it's kind of nice. So, but at the same time, it's a little bit more expensive.
You pay a little percentage. So it's very similar to what we do as well. So because you would deal, if for some reason, let's say something comes damaged from the warehouse, and then you're like, hey, we need this. This project needs to be done in a certain amount of time, and it's my top priority. You would call me, or even if, let's say we move forward, I'll introduce you to Kelly. She's amazing as well. and then we'll make it happen right away. You know, we'll skip you to the top of the line because you're already working on your project, if that makes sense. And so we don't want to. Customer service is very important. You know, it's building a relationship with our contractors and subcontractors and builders. And without a relationship, there's no trust and I mean, why would you call me? Why wouldn't you call the other one that's always been there for you, that knows that if something happens, you are going to be priority to him.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that was the thing. And then I had some other companies, but those companies, like the quality just wasn't, I wasn't expecting it to be like really high end quality. But there was just certain things that were like unacceptable. So, one of the questions that I always ask to those who are, you know, saying, hey, we have this product, is a couple things. I refinish cabinets a lot of times. So I understand paint. So the problem is this. When I get promoted, when someone promotes a cabinet to me, they cannot provide me with the exact paint. So they're like, I can't tell you that. I can't get that for you. And so I'm like, okay, well, what if I have to do a touch-up on something and you're just giving me, for example, a generic spray can, right, with a white color? I can't blend that. So sometimes, like, I had a client, my countertop people use a company called Matrix for their cabinets.
I'm familiar with them.
Yeah. So I think it was this company, they did the cabinets. The molding is, what was this? Someone's texting me. 1 second, hold on. Oh, okay. Look at the cat. Okay. So the molding color was a slightly different white than the cabinet color, and you can tell. So then they provided the paint, and they gave us like a large spray can to touch up. So I'm like, hey, I need the exact color. Yeah, we can get the exact color. That's what they would say. When I look at it, it's literally one of those off-the-shelf touch-up paints. I mean, they're good quality paint.
Right, but it's not matching what you're asking for. No, it's not matching your master store. So we use an exact right technology that we can match the color exactly to that master door. So if for some reason you that does happen, let's say you damage something and you have to, you know, refinish it, we can provide you that color, you know, since we have that exact match with the technology that we use. It's called Exact Right. I'm not sure if you heard of it.
I think so. So the thing is, it's not just the exact color, it's the exact paint. Each paint, you know, so that's my concern. It has to be, so you guys use a Sherwin-Williams paint? They're like, I need that paint tinted to the exact color. Because sometimes even if it's the exact color, that paint is different composition, and it'll look differently. So to me, it's like, it's one of those things because, like, you know, yeah, these maybe cheaper cabinets, and you're not expected to do such a thing. But for me, it's like, you know, some of these materials, they tend to tear out and things like that. Just happens, you know? And you need to touch them up. And it's like, I don't like to use the wax. I don't like to have that, you know, I like it to look like it's just one solid piece. So that's a little touch that I do for them. And so for me, it's like, if I can get that, that'd be great. If it can't, then that's fine, because I can't get that with what I have now. I would have to go straight custom for that. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I do.
So, you know, so I always ask that and hope that one day. But if you're telling me that it's exactly right, you know, I would like to learn more about that to see how that works. And then, you know, go from there. Like I said, I have no jobs right now currently.
That's
planned. So, I know that sometimes when they do pricing, they sometimes do it by volume, but then it's again,
we'll make it very simple. Like, like for me, just like I just asked you, you can send me a simple vanity and I'll quote it, you know, for you. And that just allows my team to see, all right, well, he's interested. All we want is just you show some interest. And then once you do that, then we introduce you to how, in more detail of what we have and any specific questions that you have. Just like the one you had, your question just now really just taught me something. You didn't even know, John. It was a great question. Those type of details, there's other team members that have that exact answer for you. I can only give you just, let's say, as much as I have in my arsenal, but like the one you just told me that just even the consistency and the of the paint can change that. Those are very, very fine details. And it looks like you take a lot of pride in your work. What I can do...
Yeah, I mean, I try to. You know, some clients want to complain, but it's like, bro, like hardly anybody is doing what I'm doing, so... They just don't want to pay. That's the truth. They just don't want to pay that little extra on the bill.
Everybody's trying to save a buck, you know, but they don't realize that it's sometimes you sacrifice quality over, you know, quantity or pricing. Let's say we take very serious that it's not even. Our quality is the most serious thing we take, if that makes sense. And then our pricing comes after that. And I think we give a great price. At 64% off retail price, that's a great discount there. And I'll give you an example. I didn't have the exact one that you have, that you asked me for, but I did look one up. So let's say in Florida, a 96-inch pantry in a white shaker usually has a retail price estimating $1,212 at the moment. So translate that to the 64%, you would only pay $436. So that gives you a good little chunk off there, you know. And then I don't know if you upcharge for soft close hinges. Those come standard. Little things like that can benefit anyone, you know, depending on how you do your business.
Yeah, that sounds pretty close. I think for, you said how big of a pantry, 96 inch tall, how wide?
This will be a 24.
A 24?
24.
Yeah, that's a good price. I think I'd pay something similar, maybe a little bit more than that. Actually, I think I might pay a little bit more than that. So, yeah, you know.
So that's the number. I was just estimating those. If you would send me yours or anything you have, that would be to the exact penny. And,
yeah, I'll send you a drawing as soon as I can. I'm about to head out, but could you send me an email and maybe send me the information, send me the styles, whatever information you've got about the paint thing.
I'm going to send colors we provide, our top SKUs, sample render, my information, a quote, a sample quote as well, as much information as I can, especially what we just spoke about as well. And then if you have any questions, reach out to me. You'll have my direct office number there and the warehouse number as well, where you can reach me or through the email, whichever makes it easier for you. But if you send me that any drawing you have, I can give you exact details.
I'll send it to you as soon as I can. You know, perfect. if you want to remind me, like, if I don't send it by today, just remind me tomorrow if you want. Just give me a call.
That's
hey.
Fine.
Tomorrow after 10. So,
after
because,
10
yeah, because I'm going out right now. I'm going to go see two clients and then,
perfect.
Okay. I might forget.
I understand. You're busy, John. All right, John. Well, I appreciate your time and, thank you for your question. I really, I learned something from you today, John, believe it or not. And I'll definitely utilize it in my everyday. No, I appreciate that.
No, I mean, like I said, if that's really a benefit that you guys have, that's a stellar feature.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a stellar feature.
You're the first one. I've made thousands of calls, John, and you are the first one that's ever brought it up.
Look, man, everybody tells me that I tell them a lot of things that a lot of people don't know. But
I believe it.
So I should probably tell the knowledge, but apparently I don't know. How do I?
If you can manage to do that, John, hey, let me know. I'll subscribe.
All right, I appreciate you. What was your name again?
Jose.
Oh, your name's Jose?
Yeah,
oh,
my
man.
Name is Jose. Yeah. Jose
okay.
Romero.
Oh, gotcha. All right. My name's Jose, too, but I go by my middle name, Jonathan, so.
Okay, perfect. Well, my name is Jose, but that's my real name, but I go by my family name, Moses. And but everybody, only family calls me Moses. Everybody is Jose.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because it's the same thing with me. Everybody calls me Jonathan.
Yeah. I almost got in trouble one time because I got pulled over and I told him my name was Moses and I forgot, like, because I'm used to them calling me Moses and it's like, you got to tell them it's Jose, you know?
it happened to me too. It's like, I forget. No one called me Jose. Like, it's got to be, it's either the law or a teacher. And I've been out of school for a while.
Me too. Exactly. All right, John. Well, I'll keep in touch. If I don't hear back from you today, then I will call you tomorrow after 10 a.m. and hopefully we go on from there.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Bye.